Hi, everyone. I'm Nicole Alvarez, and we are live backstage at Coachella. It feels really good to say that because I really miss this place. And we are joined by the very beautiful and glowing and pregnant Bishop Briggs. Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited to see you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for that beautiful intro. I really appreciate it.
I would say it's been a while, but I've bumped into you a few times.
Yes, which has been like the highlight of my life, which is a bit bold, but seriously feels that way.
We have a thing.
We do.
So the last time at Coachella happened was 2019, and a lot has happened to you since 2019.
Yes.
You were very pregnant, for example.
Yes.
And glowing and beautiful. Have you performed pregnant yet?
Ooh, great question. I have rehearsed a lot,
yeah,
which is not the same as performing, but I definitely don't know how to just give 10%. Even in rehearsal, I have to give 125%. So I've been rehearsing, but I haven't officially performed. So
has it brought anything else out in you that you didn't know maybe you had when it comes to writing music or performing? Do you feel very different yet?
Well, it's sort of like performing in a place where there's an altitude change.
Okay, fair enough.
So it's like, yeah, it's a different type of breath work, but I still can handle it. And
some physical,
as of now, yeah. But it just feels so good. Yeah.
So one of the things that was really missed, you know, missing Coachella and everything, is the people and the festival vibe.
Yes.
Why do you think it's so important, or why do you think we want to congregate for music as opposed to just staying home and listening to it? Why are we drawn to spaces where, like Coachella, where we can all just sing together?
I think we are force fields of energy.
Yeah.
And we are bouncing off of each other. And so when we're all in one place, I just think it's electric. You know, there's something about it.
And it's pure. It's like,
yes,
the one room you can go and everybody's pretty much on the same page.
Yes.
But there's something specifically magical about the desert and Coachella.
Yes.
Do you feel it? And if so, what do you think it is?
I do. I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
But I think there is something about it that just makes you feel more grounded. And also, it makes me feel kind of primal because, like, you,
yes,
need water.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
oh my God,
you need air.
And you're kind of like sunburned.
Yes, right.
And you're running around in the,
yes,
desert.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
When you perform now, and I guess I could ask you this later too, but is it more important, or is it more satisfying to give, to perform, or to get from the audience? Which,
ooh,
do you find more satisfying?
Ooh, great question. Wow.
Interesting. I should ask you after, but just instinctually, I wonder what your first answer would
be. Instinctually, my hope is, and this like feels like something that would be related to sex in some way, where I'm like, I really like mutual satisfaction.
Yeah.
I like when we are both.
The give and take.
I love the give and take.
The give,
yeah,
and take,
yeah,
the exchange. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, festival do's and don'ts. Do you have any?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Okay, so are we going to start with do's or don'ts?
Let's start with do's.
Okay, do's.
Do you bring the right people?
Right.
Okay.
Bring the right people, the right pair of shoes,
mm-hmm,
like those blister band-aids for the back of,
yep,
your feet, and a hat.
What about, I'm going to name some things and you say do or don't.
Okay.
What about PDA at festivals?
Do. You could be sloppy.
It's the best,
yeah,
right?
Like show tongues, like going,
okay,
crazy, yeah.
What about caring too much about what you wear?
Oh, don't.
Don't, right?
Yeah, because someone's not going to like what you're wearing.
But
you can't
control
this.
But do let your freak flag fly.
Yes, yeah.
If you want.
I saw someone's full butt.
Okay.
Today, when I was driving,
you're going to see a whole lot more.
Well, yeah.
Okay. What about sneaking things in?
I wasn't allowed to bring in sunscreen. Like I see there's some spray sunscreen,
yeah,
but I wasn't allowed to bring in spray sunscreen. So I was like, well, it would be nice to sneak that in. Yes.
Okay. What about coming to a festival for the social aspect and not the actual music? Don't, right?
Oh, God.
That's a bad
people
one.
Do that?
Yeah.
No.
They do it a lot.
Really?
They do it a lot here specifically.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know that.
I'm going to throw some fun stuff at,
okay,
you really quickly. All right. These are baby names based on artists that are playing Coachella, and you have to pick one. Okay? I'm just going to give you a choice. Little Baby, Yabo, Pup, or King Gizzard will be the name of your child. Little Baby, Yabo, Pup, or King Gizzard?
Little Baby is controversial.
Little Baby is controversial. Is that the one you're going with?
I'm going to go with Pup.
Okay. Pup is cute. I think Pup is cute. And this is also based on artists playing.
Okay.
If you wrote an autobiography and had to pick a title, would it be The Regrets, Dear Humans, role model, bad, bad, not good, or still woozy?
Still woozy. Okay. Majorly still woozy.
All right. Yes. So there's a lot of acts playing. And
that was very fun, by the way.
Thank you. Okay. There's a lot of acts playing, and you have to tell me if these are real bands or not playing Coachella. True or false? I don't know some of these. Mannequin Pussy.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Demolish the Goat Keepers.
Oh, God. I hope that's true.
It is not. Okay. I made that up in my little brain.
That was great.
Viagra Boys.
Did you say Viagra Boys?
I said Viagra Boys.
This has to be false.
Nope, that's true. Emotional Oranges.
Oh, I wish that was true, but I think it's false.
It's true. Wait, and then people are effed.
I hope that's true, but I'm guessing it's false.
It's false. Congratulations. You did a pretty good job. There's a lot of artists playing. Tell me before I let you go.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait, what were you going to say?
Can we deep dive? What the Viagra?
So their thing, okay. I don't know. I think it's two guys. Does anybody in this room know the Viagra Boys? Anybody? Okay. Well, when you leave here,
yeah.
Spotify, but their thing, like a really big thing. I just don't know what kind of thing they are.
Okay. Well, as long as they are empowering,
yeah.
then I'm all for it.
I don't know if they're empowering. They're awfully silly, but
okay.
Emotional Oranges is who I'm curious about.
I love that.
Before I let you go, tell me what's new for you and what's next.
Ooh, okay. Well, I just released two new songs, which was Terrifying and Fun. This song called Art of Survival and this song called High Water. A song about my sister that's very special to me.
Kate.
Yes. And then coming up is I'm performing today at 4 p.m. On the outside stage.
You said terrifying about the two new songs. What made it terrifying? Yes.
Well, because there was no hiding. Yeah.
There was hiding.
It was terrifying. I've now realized in a positive way. But initially it was terrifying in a wanted to hide under the covers way.
Why?
Sure. Because being vulnerable is scary.
But it's also a superpower.
Oh.
It's also a superpower. And everything you've done with such grace.
Oh.
And I'm just very proud of you because I've seen you at K-Rock since the beginning and watch you go up and up. And now you're going to be a mom and I'm going to get emotional. Oh. But I'm very proud of you. High five, sister.
I love you.
Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. We're live at Coachella. That's Bishop. I'm Nicole Alvarez. Bye-bye.